Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My guest today is Phil Kohler, who's here to talk about his review of Drive Club. I'm Justin McElroy, and this is Polygon's Quality Control. Phil, welcome again. You're our first second-time guest here on Quality Control.
I'm not surprised that you wanted to get me back as soon as possible.
One Kill Phil is back to discuss a very different game from our last visit together, which was Shadow of Mordor. Today we're talking about Drive Club.
That is slightly different. I did what I had to do to win races, so, you know, sometimes if that involved taking over a driver by fear, then I would do that.
So you picked up a few tricks. Phil, in a weird way, if you think about it, racing may be the most varied video game genre there is.
Sure.
There are a lot of different ways to interpret what a racing game is. What sort of racing fan is Drive Club designed for, would you say?
Sure. So, you know, obviously, I think the main two, if you look at, like, all the different varieties of racing games out there, and as you say, there are a lot of them, but I think you can often put them into two categories, which is simulation or arcade. Drive Club kind of fits into both, but it falls much more on the arcade side of things. It is using real cars, and it definitely goes for this authentic feeling with those cars. So it's like each car feels it has elements that make it feel like it would actually driving that vehicle in real life. But it's also a game that's about drifting around corners and going at ridiculously high speeds and not completely destroying the car when you crash into a wall.
Right. So somewhere between, would you say? I mean,
It's somewhere between, but closer to the arcade side than the simulation side.
Do you miss in Drive Club? I think the closest comparison that I think a lot of people have, because I know I got them confused a lot, is The Club, which is another racing game that's coming out later this year.
You mean The Crew?
The Crew, right? Sorry,
The Crew.
The Crew, not The Club. This is The Club. The Crew, not The Club. And the big selling point of that is a cohesive world. You know, you can drive across the country and participate in lots of races. And that's been a trend. I think we've been seeing that in a lot of some of the Burnout games and the like have had a sort of a coherent world that you're driving through. And that is not the design with Drive Club. Did you miss that?
Yeah, kind of. One of the last really good racing games I played, and the first really good racing game from this generation, was the last Need for Speed game, which also did the big cohesive open world that you could kind of jump into and jump out of. Drive Club is much more traditional, event driven. It's single races, single events that you hop between on different maps. That said, I think the benefit of that is you get a huge amount of variety. So there's I think 5 or 6 different countries that you go to, and each of them looks completely different. It's like, you know, one is like this beautiful forested area, idyllic, and one is like a snowy mountaintops, and one is like arid desert, and it's you really get like a completely different visual style in each area, and that's something that's harder to pull off with a big open world.
A lot of our questions, I asked for questions from listeners, and if you ever have a question about one of our reviews, you can email qualitycontrol@polygon.com. I asked listeners, and a lot of the questions seem to be based around trying to figure out if this is like the right fit for them, because there are a lot of like racing games vying for the dollar. My question, then we'll get into some of the reader mail. How dependent would you say that your enjoyment of Drive Club would be on having friends who are also playing?
I would say pretty dependent. I don't think it's 100% necessary, but I think it's very helpful. So, you know, one of the big things about Drive Club, obviously it's in the title, you form clubs, you form drive clubs. You can form a club with up to five other friends. And then you're going to be sharing challenges with these people. You're going to be putting all of your experience points that you earn into a shared pool that gets you special unlocks. If you don't have any friends playing the game, I think you can just, I mean, theoretically, you could just form a club solo, but it's going to be real slow leveling that up. Right. And it's going to take away a lot of the fun. Like, one of the things that I loved was turning off the game, turning it on, like, you know, 6 to 12 hours later, and turns out other people in my club had been playing and we'd leveled up, and suddenly I had access to like two new cars. That kind of stuff is really cool. And if you don't have other people playing, that is going to be missing, which sucks.
That is a stark contrast to your and my Marvel Puzzle Quest guild, which about half those guys have completely flaked and are really dropping the ball with the superhero adventure.
I'm never gonna give up on you and Marvel Puzzle Quest.
We need to drop some of the dead weight, I guess is what I'm saying. I've been looking for an opportunity to talk with you about this, and this seems like
Seems like the best place.
Got a question from Steven, who asks, how hard is it to do a day one review of a game with online features that are so tied to more people being active, as opposed to something like a first-person shooter, where the online features boil down to, can I shoot people without lag? Okay.
The nice thing with Drive Club, so there's two nice things. One is that Sony had their servers up and running about a week early, a week before launch, which obviously helps an awful lot. They also sent review copies out to a lot of people. So there were a fair number, you know, I'm sure some of it was people on Sony side, and then there were also a lot of press people playing. So there were a lot of people in there doing stuff, because, you know, like I teamed up in my club with other people who were reviewing the game. That kind of ensured that it was going to be people who were also sinking a good amount of time into it. So it wasn't that difficult with this game. And I think the other thing that helps with Drive Club is most of the multiplayer stuff is asynchronous. It's like I said, it's you're sharing challenges. You're trying to beat your friend's record on this face-off event. It's not stuff that requires actually getting people together in groups. So that actually makes it easier than it might be in other situations.
We got a question from Dan, who asks, in your review, you take time to talk about how you're impressed by the rotating weather effects and how they enhance experience. Dan was wondering if there's ever a time where those effects, like the sun over a hill or a smaller field of view during gloomy weather, if that ever got in the way of your performance.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I guess I don't know if I would say got in the way of my performance, but it's definitely
gets in the way of when Kill Phil's performance.
Yeah, I mean,
let's get that straight.
I've never lost a race.
It's unbeatable.
Don't look at my record. I found that to be actually part of the challenge, and part of the reason that I really liked playing in this first person cockpit view, because you do actually get the sun in your eyes. You do actually have trouble seeing forward on the track. If it's raining or snowing, your view is actually obscured. And I found that really like different and enjoyable from most racing games. I think if you are bothered by that, you can always jump out of that cockpit view and go into the more traditional, like, third person behind the car view. That's what I would normally use in a racing game, but I got really pulled into just being in the first person and just being like, no, I'm doing this race. This is what my view would be. And I need to deal with the sun in my eyes, or I need to deal with, figuring out how to know what's going to be next on the track, even when it's foggy out.
I have two back-to-back questions about tuning. Are you ready?
Sure. Yeah, let's
do
it.
For the tuning lightning round. The first is from Josh, and there's another one from Jim, and I'm just going to give you both of these questions because they're pretty closely related.
Sure.
They ask, do you think the lack of tuning options and the scant number of cars will hurt Drive Club in its immediate future? I know the two are unrelated, but for multi-console owners, Forza Horizon 2 does offer some control over your vehicles by letting you tweak the performance stats, gotta them up in unattractive vinyls, or even select which speed machines to purchase from an assortment of 200 makes and models. Jim asks, do you think that having multiple cars that drive differently is a good replacement for car tuning? It would seem to replace a customization feature with progress rewards feature, which sounds interesting. So, broadly speaking, tuning versus collecting cars, and are there enough cars? What do you think?
Sure. And this is why I would say that Drive Club falls more on the arcade side than the simulation side, because there isn't really that tuning aspect. You can't really tweak little things about your car to try and improve the performance. I will say there is a really in-depth system for creating, you know, special paint jobs for your cars, and that's particularly tied to clubs. So whoever is the leader of your club can make a special paint job that all of the people in your club use, so you can show it off when you're in events, which is nice. But yeah, that's I think that's a legitimate concern, and I do think that there is some question as to whether that will affect the longevity of the game. I think the replacement is less about so yeah, obviously you do unlocks as you progress through the game, but I think in terms of longevity, in terms of keeping you playing, it's less about getting more and more cars and constantly having new cars to try, and more about having these constant challenges from your friends and this kind of social network style. I have 30 new notifications in Drive Club. Better go see what my friends are doing and better try and beat them in this and then beat them in this. I think it's more tied to that. And obviously, you know, they will be doing more cars and more tracks as DLC as well. But yeah, I guess I'm in a weird spot to answer that too, because I've always been one of those people who, like, you know, like with Gran Turismo 6, that game has like 1,200 vehicles. And like, I appreciate the absurdity of that. But I also, like, you know, I probably never drove more than maybe 20 of those.
Wow.
You know, beyond maybe one race. I tend to find the cars that I like in a driving game and really stick with that handful of, like, maybe 5 to 10 vehicles. So not having hundreds of options doesn't bother me too much.
Ben had a question. He said that in your review, you say as a club levels up, all of its members gain access to special cars as well as unique logos and paint jobs. He says, I don't have 5 friends that are in a racing game, so it seems I won't be joining a Drive Club. Are those cars only unlocked through that mode? And does that leave him with fewer cars to drive?
I think so. And do not take this as 100% gospel, because I certainly could be wrong. But my understanding from having played during review is that there are a certain number of vehicles. I think it's maybe like between 5 and 10 that are tied directly to Drive Clubs, that are only unlocked through Drive Clubs. So if you're not a member of a club, like I said, I think technically you can form a club with just one person. It's just going to take you a lot longer to get those vehicles than it would if you were in a legit club.
Derek wants to know, he says he sucks at sim style racing. He likes to spend his time with a tap the brake and drift for miles mechanics, like in a Burnout or Criterion Need for Speed. He asks, well, I just end up ricocheting like an expensive European pinball if I try to drift like that in Drive Club.
Kind of. I'm really bad at drifting in general. It's been one of my things that I've been trying to improve on in driving games and in real life for a few years now.
So important.
It's really important.
You got to get the kid to daycare. You have 5 minutes. Drift.
Exactly. You drift the whole way there.
The whole way there.
But it's drifting in this is definitely, I would say the thing that stuck out to me most is that it is heavily dependent on the vehicle you have. So there are certain vehicles, you know, each vehicle has a bunch of ratings, a bunch of stats, and one of those stats is just drift. how good is it at drifting? And the further I got into the game, the more I realized that, like, it's really heavily tied to that. So, like, if you have a car that's only, like, halfway up on the drift meter, the abilities of that to actually maintain a drift are going to be so much less.
Phil, this is a crowded market, and it will only get more crowded. Mm-hmm. And some of the questions we received, several of them, in fact, basically boil down to, should I get this game?
Sure.
So my question for you, obviously you can't answer that, but do you think that Drive Club does enough and has enough to offer that is going to continue to have some staying power as this field gets more crowded? Or do you think this will be sort of a passing enjoyment for some people?
You know, they've kind of committed to doing a good amount of DLC. They've got like a whole season pass thing. I think they've said that they're going to be creating new cars and new tracks at least up through the summer of 2015. So that's, you know, that's a good amount of new content. I think that's going to keep the game growing and keep people invested for a while. My big thing would be, if you want a driving game that's very accessible, and also if you want something that shows off the visual power of next gen, I think Drive Club fulfills those two elements very well. I don't think it's the deepest or most incredible racing game ever released, but it's definitely, I would be surprised if anybody adds this to their PlayStation 4 library and is disappointed by it.
Are you going to keep playing?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely going to keep playing. I need to test out more of the multiplayer, and I need to get that club leveled up. We got to level up that club.
If only you would devote as much energy to our Marvel Puzzle Quest Guild.
What are we doing the quality control of Marvel Puzzle Quest? Let's do it.
That's every episode.
Okay.
Sneaking it in piecemeal. Phil Kohler, thank you so much for joining me. If you'd like to ask one of our reviewers a question, or you just want to give us some feedback, we're qualitycontrol@polygon.com. We'd ask if you get a second, if you enjoy the show, head over to iTunes and give us a rating or a review or a subscription or whatever you like to search for Quality Control on there. And that's going to do it for us. For Phil Kohler, I'm Justin McElroy. Thank you so much for joining us here on Polygon's Quality Control.